The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is merchandise time. All you need to do is enter the ink tank. Listen very carefully to a clip from yesterday's show. The tattoo artist needle gun is all over key parts of it. Identify what lies beneath, and you can have yourself a strip of three. Yes, three temporary tattoos of our brilliant show logo, and you can put them anywhere you like on your own body or the body of a friend, a family member, or maybe even your toddler. It's entirely up to you. They are safe for everybody. And this clip comes from yesterday's show when we dove into what can only be described as the seedy underbelly of the world of bowls. Listen carefully to this. Because they said, my husband at the bowls club. The world we have entered into, everybody. But what happened to the husband of our anonymous listener at the bowls club? Is it A, they had an affair and therefore they had a divorce? Or B, they got arrested for chucking their wood about too vigorously?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's time to give away some merchandise, hoping to win a strip of three temporary tattoos. It's Jonathan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Jonathan, hi, Jonathan. Welcome along to the show. Jonathan likes a little bit of noughties. That's how he's using the Rayo app. It's great having you on the show. Let's get down to business, shall we? Yesterday, we dove headfirst into the seedy underbelly of the world of bowls. And one anonymous listener told us that their husband at the bowls club had an affair and got a divorce. Or did they tell us that their husband got arrested for chucking his wood around too vigorously? Which one is it, Jonathan?
He was naughty and had an affair and got divorced.
Let's see if you are right. Because they said, my husband had an affair with someone at the bowls club. We are now divorced. The world we have entered into, everybody. It is the world
scandal
we've entered
on
into.
The green.
100%. Yeah, scandal on the green. Good name for a daily podcast. Thank you, Matthew. And Jonathan, congratulations, my friend. You've got a strip of three temporary tattoos of the show logo. Yes. Woohoo, indeed. my final question, where are you going to put me on your body?
It's going on Mrs's body, her lower back.
Oh, you're going to put me on your partner's lower back. Well, a charm. Thank you so much. What's her name?
Her name's Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Alexandra,
good. I just thought it was important I knew her name before I went on her lower back for a while, so that's good. Jonathan, thank you for tuning into the show on Noughties. Have a great day ahead. We'll speak to you real soon.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Nice one, my man. Well done.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let's get socially armed, shall we, with Matt Dyson. Matt, what's going on the socials?
A couple of bits of unexpected sports news this morning, Dave. First, Aston Villa have got an unusual star to launch their new Adidas kit. The Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, is the face of the new Villa kit launch.
Yes, the Villa.
He talks to his Sabbath bandmate, Geezer Butler, on the phone from LA. And this is how they're launching their kit for the new season.
Hey, Geezer.
All right, us.
Let's play Villa Park.
As long as I'm left wing.
Sharon! Have you seen my preds?
He's looking for his predator boots. My preds.
The Prince of Darkness.
Who's that?
The biggest frontman to ever come out of Birmingham.
He looks amazing. It's a great video, to be fair. Which I'll share.
It's a thing of beauty.
West
well
Midlands
done to
rock
the team.
Royalty, yeah. And they're rumoured to be playing a gig at Villa Park at some point. Apparently, Sabbath, some farewell show that's going to happen soon. But yeah, it could be amazing. And then the other unexpected sports news is Snoop Dogg carrying the Olympic torch through Paris. There's a few reasons behind it. I hope he doesn't drop it like it's hot, Dave.
Oh,
the Olympic torch. He's running through Saint Denis.
Well done, Dad.
He's tweeted. someone's got to do it. I mean, what the sigma? It's got to be me with the skibbity toilet lines.
Stop.
Snoop's tweeted, Paris 2024, Olympics, you dig. He's going to be on the last
leg. I posted that. And two likes.
No traction, yeah.
The last leg before the Eiffel Tower. And apparently he's now an official pundit for the American American TV network, NBC.
Okay.
This is, I think it was, maybe it was 4 years ago. He did a lot of punditry alongside Kevin Hart. Some amazing bits came out of that, including this classic.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you, oh, the horse crip walking, cuz, you see that? On the set. Off the chain. I need that.
Horse crip walking is officially in the Olympics.
Amazing. So he deserves his role as a pundit at the Olympics.
He does. It was very funny.
And I'd like to see us adopting that in the BBC, like Rizzo Kicks alongside Claire Balding. That would sort of liven up the taekwondo a bit, wouldn't it?
Oh, listen, a clip just dropped into my... my screen here, and it's called Matt versus Ozzy, and I've got... Is this from 2019?
Is it 5 years
it's
ago?
It's 5 years ago since we were on one of those Star Tour trucks, right, going around LA, which we had to endure for the client. And Matt Dyson spotted Ozzy Osbourne in a car, and, well, this is the first cool badge of the morning as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
8, 12, 15, have a listen to this.
Drivers tried to cover him off.
Ozzy, everybody! Ozzy Osbourne!
Scoot
Hello,
up.
Ozzy!
Scoot up.
Scoot up. We love you, Ozzy!
Don't you start.
If you're just faintly in the background, you hear me, don't you start, Matt.
Don't
just
start. Oh, stop it.
Stop saying Sigma as well.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome to a section of this live broadcast that I'm calling 5 weeks of shout-outs. So this is going to be your half hour to get your name read aloud on the wireless. This is where you're going to get to earn a shout out for your friends, your loved ones, your co-workers, your business, whatever it may be. It doesn't matter how ridiculous or surreal it is. Trust me, I will read it aloud, won't I, T?
Yes.
I will. I will read it. I will read it aloud. I've done it before. Even a couple yesterday who were really looking forward to their wedding day. We taught them a thing or two, didn't we? We will do it. We will. So the number is 8 12 15. But of course, you do have to play a game to earn your shout out. And this morning is the Wiki Quiz. So I have taken three facts from a band, an artist, a famous person's Wikipedia page. And all you need to do is correctly identify who the person is from the information given, and then send your answer along with whatever shout out you want to 8 12 15. And we begin with paragraph 1, line 8. This artist's first ever public appearance was at the age of 6 at a church in a place called Locust Ridge.
Ooh.
Paragraph 4, line 6. This artist has 11 siblings and has been married to their partner for over 50 years. And finally, paragraph 13, line 8. This person revealed on this very show last year that the start of one of her most iconic songs comes from her rubbing her fingernails together.
We know who that is.
Yes,
okay. Do you know who it is?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is 5 weeks of shout-outs here in this time slot on The Breakfast Show. But you have to work. We have a different game for you to play and take part in every single weekday here on The Breakfast Show. And this morning, it was the Wikipedia quiz. So I've taken some facts from a famous person's wiki. Can you identify who it is from the clues? Paragraph 1, line 8, this artist's first ever public performance was at the age of 6. Then we realise, thanks to paragraph 4, line 6, that the artist has 11 siblings. And then paragraph 13, line 8, this person revealed on this very breakfast show just last year that the start of one of her most iconic songs is from her rubbing her fingernails together. Anna Geary, it seems only right that I let you put everybody out of their misery. Who is it on the Wiki Quiz?
It's Dolly Parton.
It is the one and only Dolly Parton. How incredible it was to have her on the show just last year.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. That's actually how I wrote the song, playing these acrylic nails, because I thought this sounded like a typewriter.
She was literally sat like 2 feet away from me and she started doing that. You know how like surreal that is?
Yeah.
And she was wearing this pink leather jacket with like studded shoulders.
Yeah, it's quite a
get-up, wasn't
it?
A true icon. Yeah. I begged her to give me that jacket. She said, sorry, sugar, I've got a whole day of press ahead of me.
Were you a bit starstruck?
Yeah, kind. I suppose the closest I've come to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's almost hyper-real, you know.
I think I would faint.
Would you faint? would you? On ITV News, just straight backwards. Yeah, but I mean, she's a true icon, and she is also the answer to the Wikipedia quiz. So well done to Harry, who is about to start his last ever day at primary school. Well done, Azza.
Yes.
He's off for a breakfast first. Yes, my friend. Tom Oswald, who wants to shout out his business named Wild Bounds. Big shout out to Wild Bounds. Paul, who wants a shout out to his son for joining the RAF. Well done. Martin, who's about to receive a large delivery in Lakeside. Ooh. Janie, baby, in the office, who needs to stick the kettle on. Larry from Birmingham, drinking a builder's tea. Pete in Frimley, who wants a shout out to Camberley Town FC. Yes, Camberley Town, you can do it. Go win whatever you're involved in right now. Bruce, getting ready for a hot, busy day at Thingamajig's Coffee House in North Yorkshire. Big Tasty Roy, who is the Red Star team leader from Grimsby, and he's working in Hemel. Big Tasty Roy. He's so big and tasty, that
Roy. Or does he just love that burger from McDonald's? So that's how he got his nickname.
So very true. And Julie, her sister Sally, and daughters Amy and Holly, who are all off to Latitude Festival tomorrow. She has the weather's looking great. The Pimm's is already on ice. What's the world coming to? Kasabian and Pimm's. Yeah. I never thought I'd see the day.
That's latitude for you, dear.
That's latitude. Have a great time, girls. Thank you very much indeed for tuning into the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Now, welcome along to the show. Back at the beginning of 2024, I became obsessed with something, and it was bowls. The World Championships were on. It was on the BBC, and I think the programme lasted like 11 hours. Yeah. I watched most of it.
You were hooked.
Yeah, and then kind of life got in the way. But recently, particularly since I took my little holiday a couple of weeks ago, I've been doing nothing but talking indoor, talking outdoor, talking lawn green, talking crown green. I've been talking bowls. Now, I wanted to scratch that insatiable itch about bowls. And over the last week or so, with your help, I have found a mentor in the shape of Jasmine from the Downsman Bowls Club in Crawley. Then we found a bowls club that's actually going to welcome us to have a game. I've never played it. No. I've never picked up a wood. You know, Angela from the Bounds Green Bowls Club, she's going to help us do that. And then yesterday we recruited Bush and Richie because I just felt it was too nicey-nicey, Matt and I going along to play bowls and just having a go.
Bit of needle.
It needed a bit of needle. And if there's two people we both love and hate in the same breath, after what happened with the Sinclair C5 race in Margate, it is Bush and Richie. They are so competitive, as are we. So it is breakfast versus home time. And right now, we're wearing our bowls clothes. Anna, you actually, during the last song, had to come through from the new studio to actually feast your eyes upon what sits before you right now.
I mean, you both look very fetching.
Well, thank you very much indeed. I've got a quote from Anna Gear when she came in.
I think I would faint.
I think I would faint.
There's a bit too much of me on show, I feel.
Well, I think it's a very bold move. So basically, I've got a flat cap on, it's white. I've got a bowls jumper. It's V-neck, and I've got these trousers, which are the loudest trousers, not in colour, that I've ever worn, actually, from an audio perspective. Listen to these trousers. Hang on, let me bring my microphone down here. Here we go.
Listen to that. Oh, that polyester.
Oh, that's not good. So that's my knees rubbing together.
It sounds like a chamois.
Yeah, it's mad. It's so slippy, I keep falling off my chair.
Matt's sliding off his chair.
The polyester really makes you slide.
Wiki, wiki, wah. Right, so I've got very... I mean,
that's what DJs do, isn't it?
So, you know, when I get low and release my wood, that's the sound that everyone's going to hear in Bounds Green.
There's a chance you might go with it. You might go
just like yourself. Just straight off into the
skid like a year six at a disco.
So that's me, but my woes are tiny in comparison to how the producers have stitched up Matt Dyson.
You got the jumper. I got what they call the vest, which is sort of more of a tank top, a white, very low.
You look like Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances, yes, I'm not going
to
lie.
And my wife always calls me that. Katie's always calling me Onslow. So this is my destiny, to finally become Onslow.
And you've got one of those hats on that old ladies wear when they play cards as well.
Yes, sun visor, proper bowls hat, sun visor. And it's just the arms are on. I've got trackers
and the top
on
of your head as well. That's not covered.
No.
Yeah, it looks like you started wearing the same outfit as Dave, but then it got really windy.
Little bits have evaporated. Yeah.
There's a hint of 90s boy band about it. I can't put my finger on it. It's a bit sort of tape.
I stood up off the stall at the perfect time
for the key change.
You do.
Horrendous.
You look quite Backstreet Boy.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Oh. Look what we're bringing to the world of bowls.
Oh, I've got to wear this in public at the Bounds Green Bowls Club, I just realised as well.
You have to be wearing a shirt or something underneath. Well, you can't now.
No.
But I think you should be wearing a shirt maybe a tie.
Are there any shops that just do sleeves?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll get a tattoo sleeve done with your the show logo all the way down.
At first, I thought you were wearing a woolly jumper with the tank top over the top, but it's just your arms and your body hair.
Yeah, it's not wool.
So, Angela at Bounds Green Bowls Club, there is a lot of the hairy situation coming your way. And also, and I don't think the Backstreet Boys ever made this error, and we noticed it just before we started this talk a bit. But obviously, bowls is a very classy game, you know. And Matt, you won't be able to see it from there, Anna or Glenn. Matt is actually wearing his trousers back to front.
Wow. It's hard to know which side is which. Yeah, I only realised when I opened the pockets. It's all part of my 90s sort of crisscross aesthetic.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Olivia got in touch saying, Dave, I once came out of a loo backstage at a festival and was greeted by Noel Gallagher waiting to go in.
Oh.
I don't know why, but quickly trying to think of something clever to say, I panicked and I looked at him and I said, I'd leave that a minute if I were you.
Oh, no.
He didn't laugh. Oh, Olivia, that is awful. Morning, Dave and the team. I would like to hand in my cool badge. I went to a drum and bass night with a few friends younger than me, thinking to myself that I was still young and cool. Now, Lenny, that's where you made your first mistake, my friend, thinking I was still young and cool. I heard some young lads at the bar say, look at that old fella in the corner.
Oh, no.
I was dancing and I turned around and then I realised I was in the corner. And therefore, I was the old fella in question.
No.
I know, it's just a sad bag.
These are really sad tickets.
These are. So sad
and
tickets.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Anna, your friend was right. Yeah, really disgusting
tickets. Soul-destroying stuff, this, isn't it?
Neil on the Wirral. Dave, I need to hand in my cool badge. Whilst buying a new watch, I said to the young sales assistant, oh, Neil, I have shoes older than you. How did you get round to saying that to somebody? Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm so confused.
It's not an icebreaker, is it?
Well done, everybody. Thank you very much indeed for handing in your cool badges.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Wednesday morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, home of the no repeat guarantee. So we're not going to be playing the same song twice across the entire Absolute Radio network between right now and 5 p.m. It is repeat free, and that is guaranteed. Now, I think many of you are aware of my obsession with all things bowls, and we've really been taking it up a notch. Like yesterday, we got Bush and Richie on the breakfast show, and we said we want it to be breakfast versus home time at bowls, and they are up for it.
Yeah,
they're putting themselves as almost Cobra Kai to use a Karate Kid references. Yeah, so that we tried on our outfits. We had to be bowls green white earlier on in the show, and my goodness, well, the picture is on our socials at Absolute Radio or Dave_Berry_Insta. You can see it for yourself. Matt is going to be just wearing the tank top. Nothing underneath.
Nothing else. Just the tank top. Yeah. We'll see.
So yes, no. You have to. We'll see at the end. There's no disclaimers. It's locked in. So yesterday, after Bush and Richie accepted our invitation to be beaten at bowls, they were talking about it on the Always Brilliant Home Time show, and they had Tammy on, who's a bit of an expert, and this is what she told the lads.
The first one that inspired the whole thing was Cracking Balls Bradley. We've got Nice Wood.
Nice Wood.
Round the back tone. Rather be longer than short. He's coming in like a trooper.
Right, I'm going to stop you there. I'm just going to stop you there.
Professional broadcaster Bush there, wrapping things up just in time.
Wow.
So thank you very much indeed to listener Tammy. Some of the phrases and terms we're going to be using next week when we have our big bowls challenge.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
That's it for the Wednesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Yes, already we are at the end of what can only be described as a triumphant 4 hours of live radio. And if you've missed any of it, well, don't worry. You can listen again on demand in the free Rayo app or, of course, the brand new edition of the Daily Podcast will shortly be made available wherever you get your podcasts from. We've got a long list of podcast names here, Matt. The bell's rung many times this morning. Scandal on the Green, Sharon, Where Are My Peds? The Horse Crip Walking, Rizzle Kicks Alongside Claire Balding would liven up the Taekwondo. I'd Love a Tabard, But I'm Not Allowed a Tabard. Glenn's Fetching Hairnet, Big Tasty Roy, Kasabian and Pims, Is This Onslow? You Can Hear Me Rubbing My Knees Together, On Trend Like Onslow, and Tom Curtin's, I presume.
Tom Curtin's, so, great.
There
we go. Wow, so much to pick from there, isn't it?
I mean, but it's close to insanity.
There were a lot of tragic cool badges, I think, but Sophie, wasn't it, who said, love a tabard, but I'm not allowed a tabard. A particularly good cool badge. Maybe we should give it to Soph.
Let's give it to Soph. It's the right thing to do. Right, up next, Leona Graham is going to be in the hot seat. She'll have the tea break trivia that you crave, plus the details that you need to enter the cash register, which, by the way, will see one person winning £250,000 this coming Friday. As for us, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6, so stay safe, stay entertained, and arrivederci.